telling Wayne, if I preached that fast, we would be through about 10 minutes.
Is that a challenge?
Should I try? You got to get in the rhythm. All right. Well, you know, it was a big surprise here because when this was on my desk from Carol, she always puts one on my desk for Sunday morning. And mine said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And he is, right?
Yeah.
Well, when I looked up here, the one that's put up here for me, this says, Patch Appreciation. How many of you got this one or this one? You got this one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did you get one of these, Brenda?
Here I did.
Yeah. All right. Super. All right. Good to be here this morning. Good to see you here this morning. And this morning, well, I think that, well, this is interesting. Sleep here. There we go. Ah. I'm not working as fast here. All right. Our message this morning is on a vision for God. A vision from God. And I thought, you know, I was praying and thinking about what to share today. It'd be a good day to think about vision and our mission as a church. Our vision and ministry as individuals. And with Don and Sarah being here, we have a vision and ministry and mission with the camp as well. So to keep us in line with the will of God and his purpose for us, to help us to understand what the scripture says about having vision. And sometimes we think about a vision, we think about the prophets and so forth like that. But when you're looking in the Hebrews and the meanings of a different word for vision or revelation, it depends on what scripture you're reading so you understand what the scripture is stating on any particular topic or subject. So, this morning I want us to look in Proverbs 29 verse 18, just one verse, and there's some other verses there I'll be using as well. Acts chapter 2, 38 through 47, and James 1, 21 through 26. And I won't be preaching on all of those, but I will be alluding to those in the scripture this morning. So the one verse I want us to look at this morning is Proverbs 29:18, which says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law of God, the revelation of God, the word of God, which is handed down for us to follow, to guide our lives, to lead us lead us and steer us in the right direction when it comes to making decisions within the church and for his ministry, as far as God's purpose in our lives individually as well. So, as we look at this verse this morning, I want to kind of break this down, the vision, what from the scriptures it means and how it applies to us in our lives. So the word translated vision in the KJV and revelation in the Holman Christian Standard Bible means a God-inspired sight, okay? A God-inspired sight. That's what God places in our heart and in our mind when he directs us in any particular direction. Now, It's not talking about vision for the future, okay? Nor a picture of things coming later. It refers to a godly insight about the law. And the law applies to each one of us. As it is given, and as it was given to the prophets, it was given to tell us what is coming in the future. So as we pray, as we seek God's direction, He directs us on a day-by-day process. And a weekly, and a yearly, however that might come. There's a time and a reason for every season. So when we look at God's Word, in other words, when you don't think that the Bible applies to you, when you choose not to make God the superior in the life, that's what the latter part of this verse say, you cast off restraint. Okay? It's like running wild with no purpose or no reason why. I was thinking about it. It's kind of like a cow with no fence, right? There's no boundaries. It's kind of like a rhino in New York without a zoo. And you know what happens to rhinos when they get wild? It's like is that a bull in a china shop or something? A rhino in a china shop. But it's like a greyhound at Daytona without a cage. So we go where we want to go, and we do what we want to do, but when we do it, and we suffer the same downside, as I referred earlier, as a cow with no fence. Interesting story of me and Brenda one time. She wanted to ride a horse, and the horse was inside the fence. However, we didn't know there was a bull in there with it. So we got out in the middle field, and the horse started running, and started chasing that bull, and the bull was headed to us. So I told Brenda, I said, just stand still, and when it gets close, we'll just step out of its way, and it'll run on by us. Well, I looked around, and she was marathoning, straight to the fence. And I looked back around to see where that bull was, and it was getting real close to me. So when it did get close, I got back out of the way, and it went by. But then it tried to jump the fence and got its hoofs hung in the fence, and it took me and mine to get it out. But thank goodness for that fence, huh? So it was running wild inside the fence. So you imagine what would happen to that bull, if there had been no fence. It was kind of a trap, wasn't it? But at least it kept it in bounds. So what I'm saying here this morning, it's very imperative that individuals and organizations and churches have a vision where God wants to lead them. Now, the church must commit itself under God to heed the vision, plan to accomplish it, and join together to pursue it. So that's what I'm going to talk about quickly this morning. Yes, that's it. A common vision. A common vision. Common means something we have in common. In Acts chapter 2, it talks about having things in common. Now, so in this common vision, it says, and looking at verse 18, the need for ministry based on the revelation of God, which means where there is no vision. So the mission of every Christian, and what I would say Christian church, is spelled out in the Bible. It's very clear. All we got to do is get in the Word and read it and understand it. So it's the grand purpose which Christians and the church exist. You know, Baptists, that's what we're founded on, mission. Many churches back in the southern states and probably up here, when I was young, every church had missionary Baptist church, whatever the name was, like Gap Baptist Missionary Church and other churches. That's our mission in life. Is missions. And though it's not the intent of this text or message to give a full definition, understanding that, understanding of it. However, I want to give a basic thought this morning for us individually and as a church, because we are disciples of Christ. And our mission is to know, love, and serve God with all of our heart, souls, and our mind. Deuteronomy chapter 6 talks about it. In Matthew, in the New Testament, chapter 22 talks about it as well. So the mission of the church is to enable as many people as possible to know, to love, and to serve God with all their heart, soul, and mind, and strength. Jesus said that himself in Matthew. So, when I'm thinking about a mission or a vision, and I could define our purpose as a church, I think I would put it this way. We exist to glorify God by developing devoted followers of Christ who truly love God, love each other, and love people who are lost. That is our mission. That is our purpose, to win lost souls to Christ. And how many children come to church camp each year that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior? I don't know how many young children and young people I've met that's the only church they've ever been to, that they ever know. So while they're there that week or those weeks, we make sure they learn about Jesus Christ. And then also, we are surrendered to making fully functioning followers of Christ who share his love with our community and world. So that would be my definition of the purpose as a church. And see, we have a big part in that. Churches have ownership, and we all have ownership in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So going back to a vision for a church is much more focused. It's much more detailed than a revealed mission of the church. So the mission of a church is general. The vision is more specific and personalized way that God would have a local church fulfill Christ's mission. He was on a mission when he came here. Over 2,000 years ago, his mission was to share the gospel, to share himself, that he was the light and the word sent from heaven that others might have eternal life. And when we think about God and the opportunities that he gives us, see, God will impact the vision in us based on our gifts and our abilities, experiences and opportunities, our desires and our abilities. See, God customizes the vision to fit who and where we are. If you want to read about that, look at Psalm 138:8, and it tells us that God is providing vision. He makes it fit each church or each individual's lives, where they need to be and where they ought to be to follow his will. And then also in Exodus chapter 3, God's vision to us is strategic and inspiring, exciting, and challenging. So we need a challenge in our life, don't we? Individually, as a church, you know, that's what motivates us. Where there's a cause and a purpose and a need, then we step up to the plate. And this church has always done that. I'm so blessed, and you're so blessed, to have a people of God like Versailles Baptist Church who is always willing to meet a challenge. And I've never seen us fail, have you? We've always succeeded in the challenges and the blessings and the visions and ministry and the goals that God's put before us. And when you look on the secular side of the world, of all the people that's had visions throughout their life and were successful, it reminds me of Fred Smith. How many of you know Fred Smith? He's the one that envisioned a nationwide overnight small package delivery system. People relied primarily on first class mail. Now who is he? He's the founder of FedEx. How many of you use FedEx? No, some of you do, most of you do. So, company he founded is FedEx, and it's a product of his vision. Now, there are many overnight delivery services, but FedEx remains the leader, according to statistics. So, what I'm saying this morning, vision is imperative for church growth, church ministry. Let's look at the common goal. We all have a common goal in life, don't we? And the second part of this verse, verse 18, reveals what happens if we don't firmly grasp God's revelation to us. It says, people are unrestrained. Now, perish means to cast off restraint. The word literally means to become uncovered or to loosen or run wild, as I stated a while ago, as a cow with no fence, and so forth. But we do a great job in fulfilling God's purpose and mission. So that's why, as a body of Christ, we must have a vision and a revelation from the Word of God as He directs us in all the areas of our life, all the areas of opportunities that He gives us. So, once we are responding to the God's redemptive revelation, He can show us the vision He has for us as a body. And I know that Sarah and Don, you have many visions for the camp. And a lot of those visions have come true, haven't they? We've had a lot of visions in our church, and we're alongside with Don and Sarah for Westport Camp, and seeing that that ministry continues on through the years to come. As I look back to 28 years that I've been going to camp, 28 years, that's amazing. And still going, and God giving me the strength and energy and the motivation to do so, seeing a lot of children come through there that didn't know the Lord and got saved. And that's with every camp, each week and so forth. See, that's the vision, that's the motivation, that's the purpose of church camp. That's the purpose of the church. That's the purpose that God said, you know, I'm giving you a great commission to carry it out. And He said, lo, I will be with you always, even to the ends of the world. So, you know, we're not by ourselves. The camp's not by itself. We're not by ourselves. God will see to it that nothing returns void when we do it according to the Word of God. Now, there's there's the vision. There's five functions of the church, and they are taken from Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 47, and they are worship, evangelism, discipleship, ministry, and fellowship. How many of you knew those five? All five of those, yeah. Yes. All of those are very important. And I would like to take time to go through each one of those, but I won't this morning. What I do want to talk about and focus on is ministry. Ministry. And to ministry to me is to serve in a tangible way those experiencing need and implement ministry and mission projects rooted in the eternal Word of God. So, all of these are essential functions of the church and are accomplished through fervent prayer. You know, we talked about prayer this morning. Steve sang about prayer this morning. It's very important. And we shouldn't do anything except it be directed through prayer. God does nothing except in answer to prayer, according to one of our great preachers back in, like Charles Spurgeon and Whitfield and those who made that statement. It also involves love and faith being put into action on a daily basis. Prayer is a very important part of our lives. So, our vision, what is it? It's a common quest. See, the last part of verse 18 tells us what gives vision and what provides focus and purpose is most often never mentioned. And again, looking at this verse, it says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law, who practices the law. When I'm looking at James chapter 1, starting somewhere around verse 19, it talks about hearing the word, receiving the word, and then in verse 25, verse 26, it talks about when we practice the word, we will be blessed. Those who practice the word will be blessed. And that's what this verse right here is saying. Proverbs 29:18. But happy is he who keeps the law, who keeps the vision, who looks ahead at the revelation that God provides. Now, looking at our vision, I was thinking about the two salesmen who were sent to I think it was a primitive island somewhere way overseas somewhere, and they were looking for potential business. And one salesman, as when he saw the people and their conditions and everything, he said, I'm leaving today because there's nobody over here that wears shoes. Well, the other salesman, he said, you know, send me a whole boatload full of the shoes. He said, there's great potential because nobody here wears them and they need them. So when we look at God's purpose and when we look as we pursue the Lord's, he will always give us a confirmation of our vision and goal for life of the Versailles Baptist Church. So when we give the time to seek the Lord, and he will send confirmation one way or another. So my prayer, and I know your prayer, is that God will continue to instruct and grow us towards his vision so that the way that we face life and its inevitable challenges isn't based upon our situation, but it is based upon God's revelation in order that we might truly become men and women of vision. See, God places in each one of us things that maybe he won't place in the other people's life or give others opportunities like he does when he's ready to move in a particular way. I thank God for this church. I thank you for being the people you are from when this church was established in 1829. Is that right? 1829? That's a long, long time ago. And look how far we have come as a church and the ministries that we have supported over the years. And I know today, as Don and Sarah will be giving their presentation and prayerfully as we move forward as our church and as we move forward through our camp ministries, that we join together, that we unite our hearts together and let God lead his way and his timing. He'll give us clarity and discernment what to do, the right things to do, and when to do it. As Marty had up on the screen this morning, there's a time, season, and reason for everything, isn't there? We just need to find out what it is and follow God's vision for our lives individually and as a church. Let us pray. Our Father God, we praise you. We thank you for your holy name. You're an awesome God. Lord, we thank you that as we come together this morning and we look at your scriptures, and your scriptures point out in every area of our life the different areas of ministry and how that you make us all a part of that, individually, as a church, as a body of church, body of believers. And we thank you for the opportunities, Lord, that down through the years, that as faithful people, you continue to bless. Lord, I thank you this morning that as we come together for this time of worship, which is the main focus this morning, and in the message, Lord, that you placed upon my heart to share, and I pray that, Lord, that it's one that we all can heed and apply in our lives, and as individually and as a church. We thank you this morning that Don and Sarah has come to share their vision and the purpose, Lord, that that makes us motivated to fulfill and succeed and be blessed. Lord, you are a God of blessings. Lord, you're a God of love. You're a God of resources. Lord, we've never gone without want or need. You've always filled all of those areas where they're needed. And Don and Sarah can testify that, and we can testify that here at Versailles Baptist Church. And as a body of churches coming together, we can do much, much more. We're not in it by ourselves. But there's so many churches who have ownership that made everything possible to do ministry in our local churches and in our extended ministries as well. Lord, we praise you. We thank you as we sing our closing song, Lord. Just lead us in your direction. Give us that vision, motivation to fulfill your calling in each one of our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our closing song this morning is Turn Your Eyes to Jesus. Good one to close with. Let us stand as we sing.